case number 12791, Chad Parker and Laurel Hummel seek variances from the rear yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Gloucester Drive within the Canal Point subdivision. The 911 address is 41235 Gloucester Drive, don't know how to say that, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The zoning district is MR. Tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 1505. This case was left open from the February 6th board meeting for the submission of a site plan to show some revisions in the proposed deck as requested. And for that, it looks like we will be requesting a 3-foot and a 3.1-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement and a 6.3-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for the proposed porch addition and deck.
Is the applicant present?
Yes, sir.
Absent of this meeting, so recuse myself from this.
I guess question would be, did you have a chance to review? Okay, so then yes, you probably you should recuse yourself on this one.
Step out.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Chad James Parker, 41235 Gloucester Drive.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hi, sir.
Questions? Would you like to explain to us what we got here?
Yes, sir. So during the last one, we had that left, if you're looking at the drawing, we had that left, top left corner was in a square. And so to meet what we believed y'all's intent was, we kind of took that corner off, which made it equal on both sides by running that deck at an angle now by pulling it back. So that gives it the setback that you asked for.
See that?
Yeah, I believe I'd asked for that. The deck was like within a foot of the rear property line on the left side, and I asked if they could reduce that more to be similar to what they had on the other side, which is what they did.
Yeah, I think we tried to meet the best intent when we were measuring that out to make it equal on both sides.
Mr. Sharp?
I don't believe I have any questions, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Just a comment. Do want to say thank you for the adjustments that were made to the document. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12791 for Mr. Chad J. Parker and Laurel Hummel?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone online in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one online who wishes to speak.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12791 for Mr. Chad Parker and Laurel Hummel and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12791 for Chad Parker and Laurel Hummel. I believe that the property does have unique physical conditions, that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represent the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Is that using the new site plan?
Using the new site plan.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reason.
And I, too. With a vote of 4-0, sir, your case is approved. Public